Looks good. Just kidding. I got one that color. What's a PM? Is that the old shoes?
Sure.
I used to make shoes years ago.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't buy any of my own clothes. Somebody probably bought this off a discount rack and didn't tell me.
Okay.
How was day three?
It was good. It was good to get the pads on. High level of competition. This team is very competitive. That's a good thing. They got a real competitive nature about them. But they do it the right way. We're competing, but we're practicing the right way, staying off the ground. So a lot of good things going on today.
What do you see when you talk about how competitive they are? You're not letting guys take guys to the ground. What are you seeing that gives you that?
Well, just the way they're competing. We have a lot of competitive drills, even though they're not finishing to the ground. Stock block drills, receivers versus the DBs, one-on-one pass rush, O-line, D-line, blitz pickup with the linebackers and the running backs. So there's a lot of physicality to the practice. But just because you don't tackle doesn't mean there isn't a bunch of physical competition going on.
Day three question is every day question. How the quarterbacks look? Any separation yet?
Good, no separation. I wouldn't expect any separation. And we got to see consistent separation. It can't just be a day or two. It's got to be consistent separation. So we're probably talking in the next week before we even start to see some of that.
Are you seeing any lingering effects from Chase Hansen's leg injury from last season?
Not at all. He's still a little bit stiff at times, but as far as how he's moving, he's moving great. He's about 220 pounds, or just shy of that, 218. So he's back to where he needed to be. After the surgery, he got down to like 200. You know, he dropped a bunch of weight, but now he looks good, and he's performing very well.
Do you believe Fata Sanga opened your eyes at all in the first couple of days?
Yeah, he's opened my eyes with his play and with his out of shapeness. We didn't get him until very late in the summer. So he's got a lot of talent and a long ways to go getting in shape, but he's got ability.
How long could that take? A week?
No, probably 2-3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, 2-3 weeks to play yourself into shape.
Do you envision Chase Hansen at all moving up at the linebacker in the future? Maybe not this season,
that
but
could happen. You know, he's got the frame to carry 230, 235, so we'll see how that evolves. That's not something that's out of the ordinary. We've had guys do that before, grow, you know. And on defense, you want to tilt the field forward. You want to slide your safeties to backers, your big backers to D-line. That makes you a faster defense. And so that there's a good chance of that happening. He's only a sophomore, but we'll see how he develops physically over the next couple years.
Do you see his situation as kind of similar to Brian Blecken's from a couple of seasons ago?
Yeah, similar, except he's got a bigger frame than Brian. He's a thicker kid.
Tim Patrick seems to be all about business. He doesn't seem to be talking or chirping or goofing. Yeah. I don't know if that's his nature anyway, but he seems very focused.
Yeah, he just puts his head down and works. And he's just excited to be back out here. It's been a long time since he was healthy. He just feels very blessed and fortunate to be out here with his teammates. And you're right, he's all about getting the job done, and there's not a lot of extracurricular with Timmy.
Is he a leader among the wide receivers?
He sure is. He is probably the leader of the wide receivers.
Is he all the way back, or can you still see there's some rust to scrape off there?
Maybe a little bit of rust, but he's 90% at least of the way back, and he's running well, he's pain-free, he's catching the ball. We had one drop today earlier in practice that I know he's disappointed about, but he's where he needs to be, and we're just hoping for no setbacks at this point.
Tyrone Smith started a lot of games for you guys kind of as a true freshman last year. Seemed a little bit raw last year. Do you see him kind of growing and developing more now?
Yeah, he's becoming more polished as a receiver with his mechanics and his techniques and in and out of breaks and doing the things that you need to do to be a good Division I receiver, and he's working hard at it, and you can see that progress being made.
You've talked about consistency at quarterback to get separation. Is the same thing true at wide receiver? And are you seeing is there any consistency out there yet?
There's starting to become consistency. There's consistency competing for the ball and being physical in the line of scrimmage. You can see that. That's very apparent. The drops are less right now, but again, the entire litmus test is the game. You know, when we get to the game on September 1st, and we'll see how we perform. But so far, we think we're on track.
How do you sort out the talent at tight end with Moyai, Hanley, and Ciale?
Yeah, got a lot of good players there, and all three of those guys are performing very well. Ken Hample behind them is doing a good job. Wallace Gonzalez has made progress. Chad Hecking, the freshman, that's a position we feel like we got a lot of depth, and we're going to use multiple tight end sets, so there'll be a role for the guys that prove they're ready to play in the Pac-12. We'll have roles for them.
There's been a lot of newcomers that seem like they're contributing early on. Who's really stood out to you?
Oh, a bunch of guys. David, or Kavika. It's Kavika, by the way.
Yeah.
Kavika. Did you say Kavika?
I did.
You did. I did.
Okay. Actually, I said Luafatasanga.
Luafatasanga. Yeah, he stood out. The three young corners. Terrell Burgess has had an outstanding camp through the first 3 days. Julian Blackman and Nigel King are all doing a nice job. The linemen, you know, that we've been raving about, those freshman D linemen, they're as advertised. And I and Lecky, Fotu, and Max, I mean, they're all doing a great job.
So how deep is the D-line?
As deep as you can be. You know, we get the, it was as deep as, probably deeper than we've ever been here. And that's, you know, we lost a good player to transfer, and don't miss a beat. I mean, we just keep moving forward.
Is Lecky Fotu really 18 years old?
18 years old. Can you believe that?
That kid does not look 18.
No, he's a monster. Yeah, he's a big kid.
If he was playing Little League, they'd be asking for a birth certificate.
Yeah, he'd have three X's on his helmet. Yeah.
Armand Shine, you got him late. Comes from the same JC Booker came in. You're pretty good at running back with Joe and Troy, but how much of an impression just arriving can Armand make, do you think?
We'll find out. He's only been at two practices. He was not ready for the first practice due to some, just getting through the red tape. But it looks like he's a little out of shape, but he's got a big frame. He's 218 pounds. He does have a redshirt year if we need it. He's got four to play three. And so we'll see how quickly he can catch up and close that gap. But you mentioned Troy and Joe. Zach Moss, I'm really excited about. And Devontae Henry Cole, those two freshman backs look like they're going to be very good football players.
Pretty deep at that running back spot.
We helped ourselves tremendously in the offseason at that spot with the recruiting.
Will you be using more than one guy and splitting carries there, or are you looking for one guy and make him a workhorse?
There's not going to be a 30-carry game like Devontae. Joe's going to be the primary carrier as of now, 15 to 20 carries a game for Joe, and then supplemented by another guy or two. Not many guys in the country can carry the workload Devontae did.
I had to summarize. I know it's not a full week, but you're taking a break Sunday. How did the first couple days
Great start. It was a great start to what we need to get done. Three practices down, obviously 26 to go. And if we can maintain this level of competitiveness and focus and concentration, which is the key. Everybody starts off good. Every team in the country is excited to get going. It's the teams that can sustain and maintain that level that end up being your championship teams.
Shouldn't you be more negative, set an edge here? This is pretty positive for you.
What I've seen out there is, you tell it like I see it. I'm not going to play psychological games with them or anything like that. I tell them exactly what we think and what we see, and they did a great job the first 3 days.
What are your thoughts on Sam Tebbe at center so far?
Sam is still playing tackle. J.J. Dielman has taken some reps at center, and he looks very good. However, there's going to be a curve there, a learning curve with the snaps. It's going to be a little rough at first. You know, it takes some time to get settled in. His assignments are fine. His blocking techniques are fine. But the snap accuracy, that's going to take a little bit of time to get honed in, because that's a big transition from tackle to center. With that aspect, that's the biggest transition, is that you've got to snap the ball. The rest of the fundamentals and techniques are very similar, but he's looked very good. We've been very pleased. He's been there for a couple of days now, and we'll have to continue to evaluate, but what we've seen so far has been very positive.
What was the impetus for that move from tackle?
Getting the best five guys on the field with Garrett Bowles here, who's a tremendous talent. And Sam Tevi, we want to get our best five out there. We're not going to stack a couple of players up at one spot and have a guy back up if we've got a player that's not as talented starting in another position. I'm not saying that either Nick or Low Warren is talented, but we've got to look at all the combinations so we get a chance to have some flexibility in what we want to do.
Is Garrett as advertised?
Garrett so far is as advertised, you bet. Yeah, big frame, long wingspan, great feet. Explosive, agile, I mean, he's the whole package.
Talk about having Troy McCormick back.
It's great having Troy back. He's a change-up back. You know, he's not a guy that's going to carry the ball 20 times a game, but he can get you, 6, 8, 10 touches and be a threat to go the distance on any one of those. He's a home run back.
Do you expect to play more than a couple guys this year, unlike last year?
Couple of years it's been Devontae Booker show. It's going to be more, there'll be more backs involved this year.
Is JJ the front runner at center right now? Would you go that far?
I couldn't say that. I'm saying we're just in the experimental stage still, and trying to figure out who the best five are. And once we've identified, the first order of business is identifying your best five, and then getting them situated in their best spots.
How's Justin Anna holding up? Last year he inherited a stacked cupboard, and this year he's rebuilding that position.
Yeah, he's doing fine, and we got some good linebackers. There's no experience, but that's. That's too bad. I mean, a lot of teams have no experience in certain positions, and so it's a rebuild, but the talent's there. The cupboard is not bare, and so he's doing a good job through 3 days developing them. And like I've talked about in the offseason, we very rarely have ever put three linebackers in the field anymore. It's two and sometimes one. And so it's not as big of a rebuild as it might have been 5 years ago.
You kind of find Chase and you're talking a little linebacker. Right now, the plan is safety.
All safety, nothing but safety. It was hypothetical for down the road, as next few years.
You guys want to let him go pretty soon?
Okay.
Thanks, Cal.
All right.
Thanks.
Look at you all canned up.
No, it's because I got my.